is a KTCK sports presentation.
Not so much, buddy.
Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio. Everything you needed to know about the Ticket Boys and their bits. Brought to you each weeknight at the same time, until they move us to some other time, by the fine folks at...
Insert the title sponsorship here.
I'm your host, the officer of the drops, OD for short, and tonight we've got rare radio footage of Jimmy the St. Christopher as he appeared on The Dating Game, fresh from the jungles of Vietnam and full of spit and vinegar. We've also got the fake A-Rod, the fake Coach Fran, fake drunk Eddie Belfour, and the fake hardline roundtable on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket's Drop Page Radio.
Good morning and good afternoon on Ticket. Welcome to the first manual roundtable. This is the first time we've done it, and I'm your congenital host, R. Gregory Williams. Joining us on our roundtable today are our extinguished panelists to talk about the subjects of the day. First up, the extremely experimental fake Chan Gailey, who inextricably is obsessed with NASCAR. Good morning, Chan.
Well, good morning to you, Gregor. And I tell you what, Gregor, we're having a damn good time out here waiting for Taylor Bonner to come by and put Lucky Charms all over our football field with a bungee jump and say, whoopee.
All right, didn't understand that, but thanks for being with us, Chan. Okay, also with us, the fake Will Clark. How are you, Will?
What are you, lost around here or something?
All right, that's kind of the same voice as me, but finally with us, the fake TCU head professional coach, Billy Tubbs. Hello, sweet Billy.
Hello, Chuck. My panties smell like turpentine, Chuck.
So do Dale Earnhardt.
All right, let's start with tissue number one on the first anal Grego roundtable. What's the deal with Tom Penders?
Who the hell you want to answer that question? You need to specify. Get Dale Jarrett in here to let it sprinkle ice over his monkey-headed triple wrench to the girls in the chorus sing Hound Dog.
To go to fake Billy on that question. I'm sorry. I meant to go to the TCU basketball. Tom Penders.
What are you lost in this question or something?
With Tom Penders. Tom Penders coming. Tom Penders. Billy, do you miss the game?
I made a giraffe out of pudding pie, Chuck.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
Billy, let me rephrase the question like...
That's a bonehead question.
I plan on starting my own law office. I guess the first step is to buy the kumquat, Chuck.
I tell you what, if we don't start getting some serious sports issues today, I'm going to take Kyle Petty in the back room and let him go coconuts on my brain with a 2x4 to the vestry saying, get it on, Jack.
Next issue, the Rangers have started their impressive season. The great Rangers, brother. What are your general impressions of the Rangers?
I am giving a massage to a computerized Cossack, Chuck.
Is he lost around here or something?
I tell you, we better stop talking sports right now.
Cucumbers have my number.
All right, final issue, the Cowboys schedule. Is it easy or hard? Chan Gailey.
I don't care whether it's hot or not. I just know that when the tooth fairy comes calling you in turn number four with Jeff Gordon's number tattooed across his scrawny ass, you better make a dang sure that ballerina got it all in the football equation of my name's not Savadu.
I'm insane now, Chuck.
All right! That concludes another Greg Williams roundtable. And I'd just like to thank my extinguished panelists. So just remember, until next time, America, I'm Greg R. Williams asking, do you miss the game?
Can we get some man do his sausage here?
That's a bonehead question.
Unbelievable. Good gosh.
Help me, Chuck.
Drop Page Radio.
Jimmy.
Big Jimmy. Backstage, I know Jimmy Christopher. Do you want to start us off?
I drive down there and I got there 8 minutes early and I ring the bell and no Jimmy. I ring the bell again.
It's 5 minutes
early. No Jimmy.
I could answer the door without my shirt, but it was 5 minutes early. You were...
Oh, well, I was less early than I thought I was. That's even better. Yeah, so anyway, I rang the
door.
Yeah, although I was, whatever. punctual, as a rule. And I got there perfect time, and I rang the bell 3 times, no Jimmy. So I started to go, I was going to check, make sure I had the right apartment.
I only heard you ring it twice, Joan.
See?
You say 3, I guess you mean 3. I could have come to the door the way I should.
8 minutes to 5, and now it's 3-2. I mean, really. So you finally get him.
I get him, and he comes out and he apologized. He said he was in the bathroom, and he's tall and had a nice smile.
I see.
And but very nondescript. Kind of like a J.C. Penney at all. Very.
I guess we all can't make $150,000 a year, Joe.
Any advice, any parting comments, Jimmy, as far as you're concerned?
Get a real life, and I hope you get a job working.
That's what I said there. I hope you get a job working at Fantasyland at Disneyland.
Jimmy was gold.
Wow.
I shipped her after some hard balls.
You were now, funny at 39.
Drop page.
The ticket. Drop page. Radio. The great Grego, Greg Williams. Good morning, Grego. How are you?
Oh, boy. Hey, Junior. Hey, Giorgio.
Hey, Grego. How's it going?
Well, not too good. I'm hating myself.
Why?
Oh, I ate a love seat for breakfast.
Oh, no. Grego.
Yeah. I mean, I hate myself. I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
But I ate it.
You're hungry.
Yeah, oh, boy. What are you going to do? Yeah.
Well, we know you're a big movie fan, so you want to review some movies with us?
Great to be the Muser's movie reviewer.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate that.
Glad you guys have me on.
Yeah.
Well, I want to start off with this adaptation, man. It's a great movie, man. I tell you.
Well,
it's unbelievable. I didn't understand any of it, but Reiner said I should like it, so it's great, man. Great movie. Great movie. Nicolas Cage, man. Oh, man. That's a great movie.
Okay.
Almost as good as Smoking the Bandit. Grego's rating, I give it 4 bathtubs of crank.
All right. Okay, so that's a good rating.
Out of how many?
5.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Lord of the Rings, The Dark Tower, brother.
Yeah. By the way, I don't think he really reviewed adaptation for us, did he?
Man, Lord of the Rings, what's with this? I mean, there's a character in it named Frodo, and they go to this place called In the Middle of Earth, and they got goblins and everything. I don't get it, man. I watched it, but didn't get it.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's 14 hours long. It was horrible. Bunch of geeks in the theater. Much worse than Smokey and the Bandit. Grego's rating, 0 bathtubs of crap.
All right. So you compare everything with Smokey and the Bandit.
Well, actually, Ultimate Giorgio.
Yeah, okay.
That's the best movie making gets right there.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Kings of New York, brother.
Yeah.
God.
I went to see this, and I was disappointed. I wanted to see greasy Italians knocking each other off, not some drunk Irish in frilly outfits.
Yeah,
hated this.
You're a Sopranos guy.
And didn't Martin Scorsese direct it?
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be doing Italian mob movies. That's what I thought it was.
Well, he's done
That's
some,
what I expect,
yeah.
And I didn't get it. The only good thing, they had Cameron Diaz in it. And, man, you know what I'd do to her? And you start.
Grego.
Stop that.
Grego.
Stop it.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Grego.
Uh-oh.
Hell yeah.
Not as good as Smokey and the Bandit. Grego's rating, 2.5 bathtubs of crank.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Well, have you seen
Kangaroo
it?
Jack.
Oh, yeah. Kangaroo Jack.
This movie is funny, man. That's a good movie, man. Say what you want. That's a good movie, man.
Really? The kangaroo one?
Yeah, it's this little kangaroo hops around in a baseball jacket. He's got money in his little pouch. Genius! Genius! And I don't know how they did it, Junior, because I looked and I couldn't figure it out, but somehow they talked this kangaroo to talk.
Well, it's a movie, Grego.
Got this great voice, speaks perfect English. I thought, kangaroo from Australia, he probably speaks Australian instead of English.
Yeah.
But he spoke English.
So, Greg, that's a human just doing the voice of the kangaroo.
Great movie. I give it 5 bathtubs of crank.
Wow. The highest rating.
And screw the new movies. I thought I'd give you the great Grego Hambonita Hammer Riders. Top 10 list of all-time movies. Classics.
Okay. Goody. This
according
be
to
good.
You, the top 10 of all time.
Number 10, Smokey and the Bandit 3.
All right.
I didn't know they had that.
Not as good as the others, but good in its own right.
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 Or is that Righet?
No, you pronounced it right. Right.
At number 9, Hooper.
All right.
Another Burt Reynolds classic, buddy.
Wasn't that good?
At number 8 on Grego's all-time movie list, Harper Valley PTA. Let me hear from you guys.
All right. This is one of the trashiest movies.
And I got news for you. It's still F. Genie.
Hey.
Whoa.
Grego.
Stop it.
Grego.
Stop doing that.
Oh, Grego.
Gosh. Oh, no. Grego, get on with your list.
I think I just passed the love seat. At number 7. Gosh.
Huh.
Cannonball Run.
Oh, yeah, I knew that'd be on your list.
At number 6, Smokey and the Bandit 2.
All right.
Number 5, Emmanuel in Outer Space.
All right.
Soft
porn. All right.
Stop.
Number 4, Cannonball Run 2.
You already rated Cannonball Run 2.
Better than the first.
Oh, no, you rated the original.
Three.
That's right. Sorry.
Number 3, Any Which Way But Loose, brother.
All right.
I even named my dog Clyde after that orangutan. A tie at number 2, Ernest Goes to Camp and Kangaroo Jack.
All right.
And number 1 of all time, you better believe it's Smokey and the Bandit, brother.
All right. Yeah, we can see that one coming.
And honorable mentions go to any Yahoo series or Pauly Shore movie. And that's Grego's list.
All right.
Oh, nice job,
all
Grego.
Right. Thank you, Grego.
Boys.
Go ahead.
Hey, Grego here.
Yeah.
I need a... Watch out for those desperados.
Okay,
we're
good.
Oh, boy.
No, a accident there.
All right. Thanks to Sweet Grego for helping us out with me.
Take off.